Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hey man, welcome to the Faith to Faith Gospel Hour. And today we are going to just let God arise and the enemy be scattered. We want to just open up in prayer. I hope those out there in the world can hear me. Somebody is breathing heavy. I'm sorry. That's the wind. Okay, well, that's fine. You know, God is good still. We want to just ask everybody to mute your phone so that way we can't hear all the noise in the background. We love you, but we want to do everything in decent and in order, so please mute your phone if that's not too much to ask. But we want to open up in prayer. Father, Lord Jesus, we thank you on this morning for your blessings and your honors, God Jesus. We want to bless your holy, precious name, God. Because of who you are, God, we can live to see another day. God, we thank you for waking us up in our right mind this morning. God, you didn't have to do it, but you did to just, you know, get things going, because we do not ever want to leave God's word out. We do have a special guest on today. We have our evangelist, Barbara Cox, and then we have another gentleman on the line as well. I don't know if he's going to answer any questions. I just want to be here as a listener, or just whatever God leads, we're going to follow. So with that being said, the verse of the day is from Psalms 73, verse 26. My health may fail, and my spirit may grow weak, but God, did y'all hear that? I said, but God remains the strength of my heart. He is mine forever. That means he will never leave nor forsake you. Amen. We thank God for that scripture. God arise and the enemy be scattered. You know, the enemy tries to attack me. Like, my tooth was hurting so bad, and I just said, you know what, God, I'm just going to leave it in your hands. So y'all probably won't hear me doing a lot of talking today, because a toothache is not a joke. So Mr. Faith to Faith himself will probably be doing most of the questions and just doing most of the talking. So at this time, we would like to welcome you all. Ms. Barbara Cox, are you on the line? Okay. So do we have...
I'm on the line. Praise God.
Oh, okay. Okay, I see you. Okay, amen. Praise the Lord. We want to welcome you to the show, and we also want to welcome Mr. Marcus Jarvis. Amen. So I'm going to stop talking so my mouth won't bother me. And I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Face to Face himself, and he's going to do all of that good stuff. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, welcome to the Faith to Faith Gospel Hour, Mr. Marcus and my own Miss Barbara Cox.
Amen.
Praise God.
That's amen. Good way. Morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing this morning?
Blessed and highly favored.
You got some of the snow down there in Texas?
No, we actually don't have snow here. We have just a little draft in the air, but no snow.
Amen. I know it didn't reach there. Mr. Marcus, where are you from there, Mr. Marcus?
Well, I'm originally from New York, and I moved to Hartford when I was young, kind of going back and forth still. But I have a passion for Hartford. You know, there's a need for the gospel. There's actually a strong need for revival here in the city of Hartford, Connecticut, and in the state.
Well, ain't that something? Amen and amen. Because hey, it's a need for the gospel everywhere. But hey, I feel you. So we're gonna have to get to Hartford, Connecticut. What you say about that, Miss Barbara?
Amen. You know, I will travel, praise God. That's what God has me to do, is travel all around the world, praising his word and singing his Zion songs. That's what I do for God. Because there are a lot of souls that are bleeding right now, and we need to be about our Father's business, and I'm excited about what God is doing to use us to be able
Amen.
To save the lost. He saved us to save others.
Come on now.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to start here with you, Ms. Barbara. What I want to know, what the listeners would like to know, is Ms. Barbara Cox, how long have you been in the gospel, in song and in speaking and writing? Because you write books. She's an author.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Praise God. I would like to say I've been doing it ever since I was a little girl. That's most a lot of people's story, is they started out as a little girl because our parents always, you know, brought us up in church. But my story is a little different because as a young girl, I used to hear songs in my dream when I would be sleeping. And any time that I've had some auto time, like if I'm just out hanging around outside in my parents' yard, just running around singing, I was always singing. I could always hear songs. So as long as I can remember, and I thought everybody else could hear songs as well. I've been doing it, but towards the recording, I've been doing recording for the past 20 years.
Amen.
And I've been writing books for the past 10 years, but I just recently released a series of books, and now I'm getting ready to release my first children's a book, How to Hear Me Roar, based on the story of me as a little girl hearing, you know, once again hearing God's voice and being talked about by other kids around me, and I stopped singing once upon a time in my life, and then God would not allow that. See, God would not allow the enemy to triumph over me. So that's why the
Amen.
Book came into life. And I thank God for being able to do what he has in me. And I also do radio and TV. So I'm grateful to God because he uses me, and I'm ready to be used by God because I don't want God to come back and I've buried any of the gifts that he's placed in me.
Amen. If somebody got their phone on speaker, you might have to turn the speaker off because it's a lot of feedback.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow. So you got your hands in a lot of things, Miss Barbara.
Praise God. I'll give God all the glory. I can honestly say that. I do. I really do. I have a passion for God, and I grieve when things are not, when I'm out of the will of God, the Holy Spirit in me grieves. And so I'm grateful to God for his spirit because it keeps me in line.
Amen.
I understand that, Mrs. Cox. I understand that feeling as I call it a psalmist, as I write myself. And I can say there's nothing like it. And God wakes you up at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, and you can hear an entire song from beginning to end. and just to get in the studio and lay it down, you know, while still in remembrance. So I thank God for the gift in writing songs. I think people are reached incredibly through music more
right.
than anything else. As a matter of fact, in the book of Revelation, it says, all preaching and teaching and prophesying is going to cease, and the only thing that will remain is the worship.
Come on now.
Amen.
And
say it.
You could be going through a problem or maybe feeling oppressed or distressed, and as soon as you begin to open your mouth and praise God, that burden or that situation is lifted and it begins to change, and that's the power of praise and worship. And so I thank Minister Cox for all the work that she's already done, and it's an honor to be on the phone line with you.
Amen.
Oh, praise
Amen.
God. I give him the glory.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
So,
praise God.
Mr. Marcus, are you a pastor, a minister, evangelist, elder? Because I want to respect your title.
Well, you know, I'm an ordained pastor. Pastor just means servant. I'm here for the people.
Yes, sir.
And because I write and, you know, I've been prophesied over the people that sit in the office of Providence, and so it's more of a fivefold ministry that I operate in. And I give all glory to God for that. I take no credit.
Come on.
If I was God, I wouldn't pick me. So,
come on.
Amen. I feel
amen.
The same. I'll take
amen.
His glory. Amen.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But God always, you know, if you look at it, God always picks these knuckleheads. You know what I mean?
Come on now.
He picks imperfect people to save imperfect people so that man can't get any glory for taking
right.
the credit for the work being done.
Come on now.
Right.
It doesn't
right.
matter if you have a PhD or a master's in seminary. If you don't have the Holy Spirit and if you're not sent and self-appointed, man, There's no power in your ministry. But when God does it, man, it's 100%.
Amen. Yes, sir. So
amen.
I know that you Mr. Pastor Marcus, you have a revival that's coming up.
Yes, in Hartford, Connecticut, and across the United States, and even across the globe, we have, especially in the black communities, there's so much black-on-black violence, and there's so many of these kids killing one another. And there used to be a time when nothing moved in our communities unless it came across the pulpit. And so having a youth revival to engage the young people in the community to show them there's something different, another way. And it's not just – one thing I do at my church is I don't just have a program or a show. It's interactive. You know, I do a whole course on husbandry and how to teach these young kids on how to prepare – to be a husband and a father, and how economics is involved in that, helping them repair
right.
their credit or establish credit, buy a home, start a business.
Right.
And so we address the whole human being from the Word of God. I mean, Ecclesiastes says a man should have seven streams of income lest calamity comes upon the earth. And
right.
so we not only save the soul, but we address the body as well.
Right.
And so that's what this revival is all about.
Amen. Amen. That is a blessing all in itself.
Praise God. Praise God.
It's a blessing all in itself. We'll let everybody know the details of when that when the revival is and where it's going to be, the location, what time, and how long. Because I'm trying to get there.
Well, it's going to be April 8th YMCA. At 444 Albany Avenue, Hartford, Connecticut. And we're starting at 2 p.m. until the sun doesn't shine.
Come
and
on now.
It's a free event. We're providing all the food and all the music. It would have been awesome if Minister Cox could have come out.
Right.
Praise God. I would love to have been a part of it.
I'm going to be doing
it. Maybe in the near future?
Oh, most definitely, because this is not just one. I'm going to be doing this all throughout the city in any park or venue that I can, because revival is not just a one-day thing, you know.
Come on.
Amen.
And,
Amen.
So for the summer months, we'll be doing it. I can't stay on here because I'm actually at work. I'm a carpenter, and I'm doing work, but I wanted to come on and just say thank you for having me. And again,
Amen.
It's an honor to be on the same airwaves with Minister Cox. And I hope she checks out some of my music. And if you ever need some material, please look me up on Facebook. It's Pastor Marcus Messiah Jarvis, and I'd be glad and willing to share with you guys.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Praise God.
If you want to, you can send us some of your music to, well, it's faith to faith gospel hour@yahoo.com. But I will definitely inbox you that information so you can have it in your inbox and you can send us some of your music and we can play it on our show. But we do want to thank you for being a special guest today on our show. Next time, we hope we can get you back on here. You can stay for the full hour. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I got cake to make so I can continue to eat.
That's right.
Amen. Yes, sir. Thank
Have a
you
blessed
so
day.
Much. Have a blessed day.
All right. You too.
Yes,
Have
sir.
A blessed
Thank
day
you.
As well. Have a blessed day as well, sir.
All right, Minister.
Amen. Barbara, Miss Barbara Cox, how you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Amen.
Yes, indeed you
Amen.
Are. Yes,
so
indeed you
so
are.
Tell the world out here what you got going on, Minister Evangelist.
Well, what I'm doing at this time is on the radio with you guys, and I'm excited. Because
Amen.
I love doing God's work. I love doing radio myself. I've been blessed
mm-hmm.
to do radio for 4 years now. And it's Barbara
Amen.
Cox Gospel Hour.
Come on now.
Amen.
And it's on Kingdom One Radio where it's always on. And it's always gospel. So I've been doing that for 4 years. I didn't know what God was doing when he placed me doing TV. I started out doing TV, had a show called True Worship.
Mm-hmm.
And then God branched out to where I started doing radio.
Okay.
But my passion is singing for him. And that is my passion because I've been doing it ever since I was a little girl, and that's all I ever
mm-hmm.
knew. Even
oh,
when
amen.
The enemy told me to shut up, I continued to
mm-hmm.
hear those songs. Even though I suppressed it and I would not speak, I would not sing, but I would still hear the song. So God was
Amen.
Still working in me, even though I was disobedient because I allowed the enemy to cause me to shield and to retreat from what God had already ordained me to do. So today
Amen.
I don't allow
yep.
that. In my spirit realm I try to stay in the presence of God, and there are times when God has to tell me, Okay,
yep.
you need to be still. And when he tells
mm-hmm.
me to be still, that's my moment of being quiet. And that's where I am today. I'm in that time of stillness because he has me to, I'm writing more. I'm
mm-hmm.
speaking more. God
Amen.
Has sent me out as a motivational speaker. So it's like he gave me more and more and more gifts. But it all started with this little country girl singing in her parents' yard.
Mm-hmm.
It all started there, running around with no shoes on because I love being there. And singing for God. And hearing this beautiful voice and not knowing that it was the voice of God because I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now as an adult, I recognize the voice of
mm-hmm.
God. And so that's
wow.
why when he told me it was time for me to begin to write, then I began writing. And now
Amen.
I'm an artist as well as an author. But my passion is singing. And
Amen.
I could live in a studio. I could literally live
uh-huh.
in a studio. I actually have a
uh-huh.
spot behind my house that I said one day I'm going to build a studio in conjunction with this home or the home God takes me to next, because I could literally
mm-hmm.
live in a studio.
Amen.
Yeah.
I love
traveling. I love traveling. I wish the tickets was a little less, but I love to travel. Yeah, I'm going to say one other thing because I know you all have other questions and they want to play some music. But I called in a little late because I was giving you, I knew the outro, the intro had to come in, and I was giving you time for the intro. So so that's why I was hesitant. But I'm grateful to God, and I remember when God blessed me to begin to travel more, that became a strong passion for me. So anytime anyone, anywhere needs me to be in a place, God is going to open the door for me because he knows that that's my desire. And he said he gives the desires of our heart. But I said, God, you put that desire in me. He put that desire in me because this is a desire that I know God placed in me because it's such a strong, strong desire is to save the lost souls. So when we go forward, it's not even about us. It's bigger than us. It is about God. And he sometimes has to tug on me and make me realize that this is about my lost soul. Do you love me? Then you will follow the Great Commission, which is to go ye therefore, go out and save the lost soul. So that's what the singing is all about. What is the singing all about? What is the songs all about? It's about saving the lost souls. So whenever God sends me forward, I know what it's about. It's about filling those empty vessels. There are so many empty vessels out there. He sends us, he fills us up to pour into others.
Come on now. You preaching
praise
now.
Praise God.
You preaching now.
And that's all. Praise God. Praise God.
Yes, ma'am.
Praise God.
Yes.
We are glad and we are really excited about what you're doing, you know, because we need more. This is what we need. We need more people to be able to travel and go and spread this gospel. And I am actually, you know, I'm ecstatic to be working with you, especially this summer. We're going to be having a lot of stuff coming up. So I know you're going to be ready.
I'm ready, and I'm sad at the same time. God has to he has to talk to me all the time. Sometimes he sets me, he allows me to be in a stillness. A time, like I said, a time where it's just a quiet time for me, so I can hear more from him, and so he can direct me on my next dimension. Because, like I said, it's so much that has to be done. There are so many things that he has for us to do, but there are so few of us that are willing to do it. So many are called. Mm-hmm. Everybody know that scripture.
Exactly.
But few are chosen. So there's so many people that are lost. But there are so few that are willing to save them.
Come on.
That are willing to give them a lifeline. So that's why he has me to be still sometimes. And during that stillness, I'm grateful because that's when he birthed out of me some of the most miraculous things during that time of stillness, that time of quietness. And I don't mind being quiet. I don't mind waiting on what God is trying to tell me.
Come on.
Even when in our prayer time, we pray, but we have to be quiet.
Right.
And hear what God is telling us during our prayer time.
Amen.
Yes.
Well, we want to just pause for the cause for a moment. If you tuned in, you have tuned in to Faith Gospel Hour with Lady Love and Mr. Faith to Faith himself with our special guest, Barbara Cox. I'm going to try to find her song here so we can play it because this segment is called A Spiritual Makeover. So let's see if we can find a spiritual makeover. Amen.
Amen. Let's look for
Amen.
A spiritual
Praise
makeover
God.
In God. Come on now.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you.
All right. Welcome back to the Faith to Faith Gospel Hour. welcome back to the Faith to Faith Gospel Hour with our special guest, Barbara Cox, all the way from Tyler, Texas.
Woo! Tyler, Texas, y'all, is in the his house.
Amen.
We praising God with a spiritual makeover. Ain't that right, Miss Barbara?
Miss Barbara?
Praise God. I do apologize. I was listening and everything, and I was speaking, and for some reason my phone, y'all couldn't hear me, but I could hear you guys. So I thank God for the spiritual makeover, and he is definitely doing a work in myself. I can only talk about what he's doing in me because I know me. And I need a spiritual makeover.
Amen. We all need a spiritual makeover. I love that song.
Yes, sir. Praise God. I just thank God. I thank God for you both. Thanks for playing the music that God is blessed to come forward to birth out of us. We're definitely doing what God has us do, which is to release it. God gives us something. It's selfish to keep it to ourselves. We must release
right.
it so that it's a blessing to others. It's the anointing mm-hmm. that destroys the yokes. So I'm grateful to God for his power that he's placed on our ministry to destroy the
Amen.
Yokes that the yokes in other people's lives as well as our own.
That's right. That's what it's all about. It's all about spreading the gospel and saving souls, bringing them to God. That's
Amen.
What it's about. It's time.
Amen.
People are not paying attention. They're not paying attention to what's going on outside in the world. Look
Amen.
At what's going on, man. It's time. And it's time for you to get in line to do the right thing, or you're going to get in line and be swallowed up with the wrong stuff. So it ain't no more time for playing around. So it is time for your spiritual makeover.
Amen. Praise God.
Yes, indeed.
Praise
you can
God.
Find the
Thanks
spiritual makeover on all digital outlets. All digital outlets. You can get that, pick it up for yourself, keep it on your mobile phone, keep it in your computer
Amen.
So you can go hit that play button and get that spiritual makeover because that's what it'll do. Listen to it every morning. Listen to it every morning to
wow.
get the day started.
Wow.
Come on. That's
how
wow.
I
do that.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow. And I'm grateful to God for you as being the person that God has appointed to be the manager over what he's doing in our lives. Thank you,
Amen.
Mr. Sieber. I always hesitate to say your name because I think I don't want to mispronounce it. But I'm grateful
Amen.
To God for you being the wonderful manager that you are because when I think of manager, I think of how God, he ordains different ones to be the overseer of his ministries, of his gifts, so that when it's released, it's released because there are appointed people out there that are waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't release what's in us, then there are souls that are not going to be able to tap into that spiritual realm because of that gift. That gift goes forward to make us see God. That gift goes forward to make us turn and see God, the glory of God, not ourselves. I stand before people and sing, it ain't even about me. And I say that again. When I open my mouth, I allow the Spirit of God to come out of me because there was a time, like I said, where I wouldn't sing. But God would not
mm-hmm.
allow me to confine that gift that he placed in me. And so
right.
today I'm grateful to you, and I'm grateful for you releasing that spiritual makeover as well because I emailed it to you and you submitted it where it needed to go. And I'm grateful
Amen.
To God that it's on every corner of the earth, and I'm believing that
yeah.
when he finishes with all of our ministry, that it touches every part of the earth, that we're able to travel
cool.
all around the world. Because as you and
That's
I both
right.
know, you as well as Phyllis know that the enemy will try to stop us from going to those areas that God is directing us, but the enemy can't do that because God is greater. He's so much greater.
God is great.
And he's
Amen.
Powerful, and he's a mighty warrior, and no one can stop what God has released in us or the things, places, the people that he has placed in our lives to touch their hearts. I'm grateful for you both and especially for you being my manager in this season of my life. And once again, I'm grateful to God just for everything that he's doing.
Amen. Thank you so much. And it's an honor I thank you for allowing me and giving me the to do what God has for us to do. Because, like you said, it's never about me. This is never about me. Hey, if it wasn't for God, I would not be here doing nothing. I'd be curled up somewhere watching a basketball game.
Amen.
It's a bigger thing.
Amen.
God is using me, and I'm so grateful and appreciative of what He's doing and what He's doing in all of our lives. And we got a mighty work to do, and we're going to do it.
Amen.
With God, God
Amen.
Guiding us through all the way.
Amen.
So,
Amen. Praise God.
Makeover, how did you come about, you know, writing that song?
I'm glad you asked,
because
it's really funny. And I'm a person, I love to laugh. I love having fun. I always tell everybody, I said, I know my God has a sense of humor because I have one. And if His spirit is in me, then I know that He has a sense of humor because I love having fun. I'm a spiritual person that has this lovely humor side of me. A lot of people don't always see it. So they see that side of me that's always singing. But there's a side of me I love to have fun. My kids will tell you I'm the biggest kid. That's my other two gifts that God has given me, my children. My daughter,
Amen.
Who's 21, my son, who's 13, and I'm thankful for them. And I have a son-in-law now, so tell everybody I have three children. My son-in-law is a beautiful man of God. So those are my other gifts from God, because I was told by doctors that there was a 50-50 chance that I would not be able to have those gifts. But God said,
Amen.
Yes, I will give her children. So I'm grateful. And I'm grateful for my husband. I'm grateful for my children. I'm just grateful to God. But that song was written for my husband.
Amen.
Because at the time, when we were going through some things in our marriage, I began to say, God, do something about that man right there. Do something about this man that you... And I began to say, God, make him over. Do something with his spirit or something. And God began to tell me, it's you that I have to make over. It's you. You have to look at the person in the mirror before you can even address anyone else. So God began to show me how, even when we were going through struggles and strives, to just pray, to pray for my husband. And God began to do a spiritual makeover in his wife. So therefore, it would help him as a husband. So God began, that's why that song was written. It wasn't even written, and it's like it was written because I was praying to God about my husband.
Okay. Wow.
Give him
a
spiritual makeover, Lord. He said, I got to give you one first.
I got to
give you one first. And I ain't talking about them lashes that you want. I ain't talking about that pedicure that you want. I'm talking about the inside of your soul. Make that over.
Wow.
Redo that. Okay?
Wow.
There's all kind of makeovers, but I'm going to give you a spiritual makeover to where you are tapping to the spiritual realm on behalf of your family. Tap into the spiritual realm on behalf of your coworkers. Tap into the spiritual realm on behalf of your church members. Tap into that spiritual realm.
Wow.
That's what I'm going to do for you, Barbara.
Come on now.
And that's what he did to me. So now I know that there is a spiritual makeover that must occur in order for anything in your life to line up. When you're looking at the other person, you have to look at that spiritual person, you, your spiritual being. That spiritual man, that spiritual woman. You have to feed that spiritual person, because I'm going to tell you what happened to me. I got on a job working 10, 11 hours, and I wasn't studying my word. I wasn't on my knees. My prayer life became limited. My time in the word became nothing.
Mm-hmm.
All because of all those hours I was putting in on my job. God began to show me how to take that Bible with you to work. In between your break, open up that Bible. Instead of sitting there talking to Sally and John, begin to get into my work. Begin to pray on your way to work. Begin to pray when you're in between, whatever you're doing. God began to show me how to incorporate his word and prayer life into my hours on that job. And I began to see that my spiritual person was suffering because of lack of nourishment. You got to feed that spiritual person. If you don't feed that spiritual person, then it's going to die. So that's what God began to show me. So he gave me a spiritual makeover so that I would be able to be there in the spiritual realm to help myself as well as my husband and my entire family.
something that I already knew. I already knew it. But sometimes God has to bring us back into remembrance.
That's right. Wow. Now that's a true testimony right there. That's a true testimony.
Yeah.
And it's something that we all need. A lot of people need to hear that. And you can hear it in the song, in the lyrics. Hear it. And then with the vibe of the music, that's why I love that song, man. And it touches. It's going to touch a lot of people. It's
going to
touch a lot.
Amen. Amen. God said we have to be transparent. He said we can't help somebody. We're not willing to tell somebody about what's going on truly in our lives, our testimony. Everybody see the
right.
glory, but they don't know the story. They see the prettiness, but they don't know about the ugliness.
Amen.
So they need to see the
Come
transparency in our lives. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
It don't just happen.
Well, we
it don't just happen.
We have a little bit more time left. Right, it's coming close to an end now, but we wanted to, you know, if somebody wanted to get in contact with you, how would they go about doing that?
They can go ahead and they can email me at BarbaraCoxMusic@gmail.com.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Oh, and then I'm on Facebook. I'm on every social media social outlet. But I love email because I'm able to respond quickly through an email at BarbaraCoxMusic@gmail.com.
Amen.
I even pass out my business cards, and on my business card it says BarbaraCoxMusic@gmail.com. And they're like, why you don't have no telephone? I'm on here. That's because I'd rather do an email. It's so much easier for me. I can send you my music. You can send me what you need to send me, and we're able to do what we need to do. And then if it becomes something where I need to make contact, Then I'll go from there.
Amen. And that's the professional way to do things. Come on.
Yeah.
That's the professional way.
I hate to say this. I know we don't have much time, but I'm being transparent. I am a beautiful black woman, and I am a married black woman. And I have numbers that I can give out, but I'm very selective of giving those numbers out. So if I'm going to give out something, I'm going to give out show number, my manager.
That's right. Exactly. And I'll filter
so they can
I'll
contact
through out.
You.
That's right. That's
okay.
How it works.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
We'll filter that right over. Like she said, she a married, beautiful, married black woman with a beautiful family. Amen.
Praise God.
Okay,
praise God.
You know, the devil, he will tune in.
So they can reach me through you as well, manager.
yes, they can. They sure can. You can always reach Miss Barbara Cox through faithtofaith@yahoo.com. GospelHour@yahoo.com.
Yeah, Faith to Faith Gospel Hour. F-A-I-T-H, the number 2.
Oh, what's the number 2?
F-A-I-T-H,
okay.
GospelHour@yahoo.com.
I mean, it's a mighty lot of hours in a day, but
that's okay.
Just pick one of those hours.
You know what I'm saying? you can do it. You can do it.
Amen.
But, you know, we do want to thank you for being our special guest today on our show.
Thank you for inviting me.
So this God's show. So we want to
thank you. All about God.
Because I know we got maybe 5 minutes left for this time. So is there any last encouraging words that you would like to say to someone or how they can get started or something like that maybe to touch somebody's heart?
Mm-hmm.
Is that for me?
Yes ma'am.
Okay. I am looking at our time. I think we have about 3 minutes left.
No,
I'm
going
to do
no,
this
no.
in 1 minute.
No, Amen.
I just want everyone to that's listening to know that it doesn't matter what other people around you may think about you, because that's one of the biggest struggles for people is feeling they have to be try to get confirmation from others instead of hearing the voice of God. Whose voice are you going to hear? I chose the voice of God. There's so much negativity going on where the enemy is whispering in your ear. But hear the voice of God. And no matter what it is that you, the gifts in you, we all have gifts and they're all different. But we all must celebrate each one of our gifts. We must celebrate others' gifts. That's what God is pouring into me more to release into my children's book, is to get to the children, to let them know it's okay to be different.
Amen.
It's okay to sound different. It's okay to dance for God differently. It's okay, because those are your gifts from God, and everybody's different. So no matter what everybody else is doing, you may look different, because that's what God ordained you to be, different.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
But still go forward in his word, still go forward in his gifts, and allow the anointing to destroy those yokes.
Amen, amen.
And I want you to know I love you, Phyllis. I love you, Phyllis.
I love you, too.
I love you, Mr. Seymour. And I'm grateful to God. And I am, okay, I thought I was going to say it wrong.
It's all good. It's all good. It's all good.
All right. All right.
I know what you mean.
Right.
Okay.
You have a blessed day. Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
All right. Thank you, guys. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Love you, man. All right. All right. You heard it here first. Ms. Barbara Cox out of Tyler, Texas. We thank her for being on our show. We want to thank you all for listening today. I pray and ask God to just heal my mouth, because the next time you hear our voice will be Friday morning at 10 a.m. Tune in to the Face-to-Face Gospel Hour at yahoo.com. And we will have Mr. And we want to thank Mr. Marcus also for being on our show. He's from
Hartford, Connecticut.
Amen. Yes,
originally from New York.
He'll be back on our show because he just had to get going because he was at work. But we do want to thank you all for tuning in today. If you want to hear your music heard, just send it to Faith, the number two, Faith Again at yahoo.com. Did that wrong, didn't I? It's Faith, the number two, Faith Again at Gospel Hour. The Face-to-Face Gospel Hour at yahoo.com. Couldn't get that out. So it's Faith, the number two, Faith Again, Gospel Hour at yahoo.com. And we want to thank you all for tuning in today. We love you. God bless you. And remember, let God arise and the enemy be scattered, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Amen. Have a blessed day. Thank you.